Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burson. This is the Spirit of Truth broadcast. And this is the last day of the 21-day prayer time. Amen. God, amen, woke me up, amen, with that song in our spirit. And that's what we need to ask the Holy Spirit to do, is breathe on us. Amen. Some of us are getting ready to go to higher levels in our ministry because of this 21-day fast. Some of us are getting ready to see a tremendous miracle concerning our relatives. Amen. Our sons and our daughters. Amen. Our mothers and fathers, our husbands. There's going to be a tremendous change. Amen. Some of us are going to literally give our lives to God for the first real time. Amen. We've been playing church. We've been playing around with our lives, and now we realize that, amen, without this relationship with God, you won't make it. Without, amen, the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and his blood, amen, you're destined to die and go to hell. Some of us going to literally, amen, begin to get great revelation of the word. Gifts are going to be placed in operation. The gifts are going to be stirred up by the Holy Spirit. Amen, and you're going to see a tremendous metamorphosis in your life. Amen. Some of us, amen, are going to go through many tests, amen, in order to be developed, in order to prove ourselves and our relationship with the Lord. But I'm telling you, ask the Holy Spirit to breathe on you. Thank you, Jesus. Ask the Holy Spirit to come in and intercede and breathe on you. I'm going to do a teaching, amen, on first love, amen. Before we do that, I have some songs. I just want to just bathe and soak in the Holy Spirit this day, amen, because this is the last day. And before I go any further, I wanted to remind you, those that have been listening to the ministry throughout these 21 days and that have literally participated in listening by going on the page itself, the one that has the tremendous amount of visitations to the page will receive the tallit. That's that prayer shawl. That's that prayer shawl, that robe that Jesus wore, amen, when the woman with the issue of blood said if she could just touch the hem of his garments. And then Isaiah spoke about it being healing in his wings. Well, the hem of his garment was the wings, that was called the wings, the tallit. At that end of the tallit was called the wings. And she wanted to touch his wings because she had heard about Jesus Christ and she knew that healing was in his wings. Amen. And so the tallit is for us to cover. It's a prayer shawl. And the one that has the most visitation on the page itself, I will give that to that person. Amen. I praise God. And then I have a Bible that I will be given. That would be the second. And then a prayer journal. It's basically a journal. Amen. And it'll be three gifts out, given out. So if you don't mind and you're listening today, would you please put your mailing address in my my mailbox, and when I finish with the 21 days in August, I will be sending out those gifts. And God bless you, and thank you for participating in something that was vital for everyone's need. Amen. This was corporate prayer, amen. I prayed for the nations. I prayed for the peace of Jerusalem. Prayed for the United States and all the other nations that I didn't call out by name. And then I pray for families, amen, and their problems and situations. So if you have your Bibles, amen, one of the things I told you, we must partake of the Lord's Supper, amen. And in doing so, praise God, we literally need to understand that when Paul spoke about this, it was literally scriptural. And it was a benefit to the Corinthians because of the errors that they was doing. So we go to chapter 11, amen, verses 24 and 25. And the Bible say, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Praise God. Amen. If you have your bread, you can take it now. Praise God. And then in verse 25, after the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. If you have your grape juice, you may drink it now. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the reasons, like I say, amen, we take this is because of Jesus Christ's death, burial, and resurrection, and it's in remembrance of him until his coming. But back again to the gifts, amen. The reason why I'm giving the gifts out in the way that I'm giving them out is because if I would do a drawing, amen, and maybe one might have hit the page, it would be unfair to those that's been listening for many days. So if I go by the number of the participation, it would be better for me to do it like that because I want to be fair towards everybody. And then I want to let you know also, coming up pretty soon, I will be doing a series of teaching on spiritual warfare, on intercessory prayer, amen, and prayer warriors, amen. And it will be a training, and you will get a certificate in it. And there is, you can give a love offering, but the cost is basically $20. I'm not one that's expensive, but it's just to help to mail off the certificates and various other things that will go with the certificate after the teaching. So I'll let you know when that comes up. Praise God. And also, about 5 years ago, God had given me to create an association, and this association would benefit those that have ministers that have been rejected by churches and was not treated fair in the churches that they went to and had difficulties in trying to get developed in their ministry because of the warfare. And so this association will go in and help those people. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And literally train them and give them legal counseling as well as other counseling. Thank you, Jesus. So I want you to listen to this right now, and then we'll go further into the services. Thank you.
We are
worship him in the spirit. We worship him in the truth. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory, all the honor and all the praise. Praise his name. Praise his name. He's worthy to be praised. Now, Micaiah chapter 5. Now gather thyself in troops, O daughters of troops. He had laid siege against us that shall smite the judge of Israel with a rod upon the cheek. But thou, Bethlehem Ephrath, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me, that is to be ruler in Israel, whose going forth have been from of old, from everlasting. Therefore will he give them up until the time that she which travailed had brought forth. Then the remnant of his brethren shall return unto the children of Israel, and he shall stand and feed in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall abide, for now shall he be great unto the end of the earth. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Isaiah 61, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the broken and hearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of prisons to them that are bound. Amen. This is your day, Holy Spirit. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they shall build their own waste. They shall raise up the former desolation. Hallelujah. And they shall repair the waste cities, the desolation of many generations. A stranger shall stand and feed your flock, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vinedress. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast. Thank you, Jesus. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be upon them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hated robbery for burnt offerings, and I will direct their works in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. And their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offsprings among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seeds which the Lord had blessed. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he had clothed me in the garment of salvation. He had covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decked himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorned herself for her jewels. For as the earth bringeth forth her bud, and as the garden causeth the things that are sown in the spring forth, in it to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before all the nations. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 60. Arise and shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, a gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see all they gather themselves together. They come to thee, thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Then thou shalt see and flow together, and thy heart shall fear and be enlarged. Because of the abundance of the sea shall be covered unto thee. The forces of the Gentiles shall come unto thee. The multitudes of camels shall cover thee. The dromedaries and of Midian and Ephraim, all they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense. They shall show forth the praises of the Lord. All the flocks of Kedar shall be gathered together unto thee. The rams of Naboth shall minister unto thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar, and I will glorify the house of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the dove of their widows? Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he had glorified thee. And the sons of the strangers shall build up the walls, and their king shall, praise God, minister unto thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor I have paid myself. Thank you, Jesus, my God. But in my favor I've had mercy upon thee. Therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night. I feel the presence of God. Thank you, Jesus, and I just want to cry. That men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. For the nations and the kingdoms that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, though those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee, the fir tree and the pine tree and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. And they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel, whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee. I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shall suck the breast of the kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am the Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stone iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thy exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in the land, wasting nor destruction within the borders, but thou shalt call the wild salvation, and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give thy light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee. Oh, excuse me, I just feel like crying. And everlasting light, and thy God, thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall the moon withdraw itself, for the Lord shall be thy everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. Thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the works of my hand, that I might be glorified. A little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord, will hasten it in his time. Saints, I'm telling you, It's prayer time. It's prayer time. It's prayer time. Thank you, Jesus. And it's time for us to literally, amen, after we prayed, now to wait on him. Psalm 60 and 61 and all of those verses that I have read is for the glory of God. Amen. I want you to listen to this. Thank you, Jesus. Above all else, give me yourself, Jesus. You're all I want. You're all I need. You know, I had spoke to you earlier, and I said that I would speak about love, amen. And one of the things that during this segment, amen, of my ministry, I literally prayer time. I went into the prayer, the reason why we pray, amen. And prayer is communication with God. I spoke to you about faith and both of them being kin folks to each other. They're kindreds, and you can't pray and not have faith. You cannot have faith and not pray. And I spoke to you about forgiveness. And Matthew 6 and 15 will give you information on that. And also Matthew 9 and 6. Amen. And faith comes out of Hebrew 11 and 1. Thank you, Jesus. And the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I spoke to you a little bit about love, amen, and that's what we're going to speak on today. This is the finite of it and the closing of it. We had the preamble, now we're having the prelude. Amen. Obedience, Hebrew 5 and 8 and 2 Corinthians 10 and 6. Then you have to have trust. I told you about that, Proverbs 35 and Proverbs I think that's Proverbs 3 and 5, and then Psalms 37 and 3. Then Thanksgiving, Psalms 50 and 14, and Psalms 95 and 2. And then praise. You got to always lift up. We need to praise the Lord, amen, for what he's doing. I told you, in a span of a day time, God is working. He literally works overtime to keep us intact and this earth intact and keep us from not killing out each other before the time come, amen, that we go home, we sleep and go home to be with the Lord. And I told you about worship. Worship is a special thing. And most times when we worship, that's being literally, you bowing down, you're really making yourself subject to God and his presence, amen, and his glory and the splendor of it. And it just, you just saturate yourself in him and tell him how much you love him and how much you appreciate him. And then truth, amen, and that's John 1 and 17, John 4 and 23 and 5 and 33 and 8 and 32. The worship is coming out of Psalms 95 and 6 and John 4 and 23. So we need to have truth, amen, and then we need to worship him. Then the most important thing, amen, again, is after you've done all the 10, then you need to do the 11, and that's to wait on him, Psalms 27, 14, and Psalms 37, 9. But I want to speak to you today. I told you I tapped in on love, and this has been our biggest problem. The devil has literally wanted to steal our love from God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And love is the principal thing. Amen. If you got love, you got everything. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You got the peace. You got the joy that follows behind it. You got the faith. You got the trust. You got the belief. You got the waiting. You got the prayer. You got everything that's inclusive. But the Bible say that in the end time, the love of many is going to wax cold. And that's what it's literally being done in the earth today, and we need to understand that we need to get this together and learn how to love one another. I don't want to be in a position where I can't love my sisters and brothers. I don't want to walk in jealousy and envy and doubt and hatred, amen, and covetousness and all of those things that causes us to falter from the will of God. And the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 13th chapter, though we speak with tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Amen. My God. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity envied not. Charity vaunted not itself and is not puffed up. Do it not behave itself unseemly, seek it not her own, is not easily provoked, think it no evil, rejoicing not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Bear it all things, believe it all things, hope all things, endure it all things. Charity never faileth, but where there be prophecy, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen. Charity never fails. And the whole key for us, amen, even from the beginning, was to love the Lord thy God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. And a lot of people say heart, mind, soul, body, and strength. And so a lot of us didn't do that, amen. And then when we did do it, a lot of us, amen, would turn around and we wouldn't love our sisters and brothers. And he said, after we love the Lord thy God, he said, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself. And we don't love neighbor today. When I lived in Texas, I lived on side of people that threw witchcraft in my yard and did everything they could do. Didn't like me, didn't like my mama. Used witchcraft on my mom. My mom is dead today. I believe it's partly because of what they did. Amen. My mom had a house remodeled one time, and when she came back in, all kind of stuff was laid down in the house because of the neighbors and the hatred that they have. And we, as the body of Christ, need to know, if we go into church and sitting in church every day, who you bringing in with you? What are you bringing in before you? If you're not bringing in God, if you're not bringing in love for your neighbors and fellowship and all that's needed, amen, to walk in obedience to the commandments of God, then you're in error. One of the things God said in Revelation chapter 2, and it said, unto the angels of the church of Ephesus, write, these things he that said, he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks, I know thy works and thy labor. God said, I know your works. I know you've been out there, like Charity was saying, you're feeding the hungry, you're clothing the people, you're doing this here, but you don't really have the love. Amen. You're just doing it because it's just a part. It's a facade. It makes you look good. It makes you stand out to be somebody, but you don't really have the love. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know thy works and thy labor. Amen. There's a song by I think it's the Clark Sisters, Is My Living in Vain? And I hope today, as God hear me speak, amen, as I yield to the Holy Spirit, asking him to continually have his way in my life, that my labor is not in vain, and my works, I mean, hallelujah, are being showed to be a good works. And that patience, amen, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. Amen. We can go around and hate those that are evil and can't stand the evil works and then look at ourselves and see that we don't even have love. We don't have love for nobody. We go in our own little old corners and sit down there. Amen. And don't care what happens to someone down the street. There have been women brutally killed in apartment complexes where they have cried out for help. Amen. And the neighbor has listened to the beating. Amen. And would not, amen, spend time or waste their time to go and knock on the door. That might have stopped that woman or that man from being killed. And it's many other things where we literally abuse, like sexually abuse children. That's not love. Or sexually abuse those inmates and that can't defend themselves. That's not love. Sexually abuse the people that are around you, incest and all this kind of stuff. Those are lust. There's a difference between lust and love. The love that God is talking about is agape love. We have the filial love, amen, and that's for man and woman, but the agape love and the people. But the agape love, amen, comes from God, and we should all have that. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I praise his name today. We need to have love. And I'm not going to do no hard preaching because I'm going to pray. Amen. But, oh, my God, even the softness of my voice is on fire for the Lord. And thou hast tried them which say that they are apostles and are not, and hast found them to be liars. God has seen you men and women that are in the churches claiming to be apostles. Amen. Claiming to set up and establish churches. And building up, amen, men and women supposed to be for the Lord God. And instead of you doing that, you're turning around and having sex with the secretary and literally having sex with the keyboard, amen, homosexuals in the churches and doing everything that's big enough to do. That was a preacher here not too long ago that was appeared on the Oprah Winfrey show. His church had booted him out because they found out he had a homosexual relationship, amen. And he didn't want to give up that relationship because he said that, you know, God understood him in so many words and forgave him. But I'm going to tell you, that man, if he knew his end, amen, he would want to run to God and give up everything that he has set his hand to do. In that way. That's not love. That's lust. Amen. And God is not pleased with these apostles and pastors and teachers. He speaks about the pastors and the leaders over the flock in Jeremiah. Amen. I think it's around the 31st verse. Amen. We need to know how to love God's people and nourish them back to health. Instead of loving them, we're trying to get into their pockets and see how much money they make per month, how much money they make per week. Certain churches have various forms that you have to fill out, and in it you have to write where you work, how much money you make, and where you live, what's the price range of your home. So all of that's not geared to what God had first established, amen, his son's house on. Amen. And it's not so much in essence the church, because the church is on the inside of us. Amen. But it's established his house of own. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. And has found them to be liars. Amen. Everywhere you go, people are lying, they're scheming and plotting. All in the government is the same thing going on. Amen. And has borne and has patience. And for my name's sake has labored. And has not fainted. Amen. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Saints, I'm telling you, it's time to go back to your first love. And in order to go back to your first love, you got to understand that God is a spirit. God is not concerned with your flesh. God is not concerned with what you accomplish as far as the materialistic things down here on earth. Amen. He's a blesser of them, but he is concerned with your soul and your spirit. The Bible said they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And Jesus birthed forth the last generation, amen, the spirit being. And God is concerned with that. That's why he sent the comforter, the paraclete, that he would guide and teach us into all truth. Saints, it's time on. We're going to have to return back to our first love, because this is the biggest, amen, issue that Satan and God have. Satan, amen, literally want God's people to turn away from their first love and love him. I'm telling you something for a fact. I'm telling you something I know. Out of all the things that you do wrong in this earth realm, the thing that Satan has wanted to do was turn us away from our first love. If you don't have your first love, you don't have nothing. If you don't have your first love, you don't have nobody to call on, to comfort you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And to literally guide and take you through this barren land, amen, this uncharted territory, amen, this area where Satan has set up his kingdom and caused all kind of sins to go on. If you don't have your first love, you don't have nothing. The Bible said in the 5th verse, it said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do thy first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. The way that you go back to your first love is through repentance. That's why I tell you when you pray, amen, always repent. Even if you've never done anything or you thought anything in your heart that might have been wrong, you go in and repent quickly, amen. Amen, and when your candlestick is removed, that means the light. But shine it in a dark world. That candlestick is Jesus Christ. Amen. And you're literally going to have the light, because in Jesus there is light. There is no darkness. That's why John 1 spoke about, amen, how darkness comprehended not the light. Amen, because its deeds was evil. Satan is evil, and all he wants you to do is to pull away from your first love. Thank you, Jesus. And if you don't go back to your first love, amen, you're still trying to pray for this and you're still trying to pray for that, amen, and you're still trying to do this and you're still trying to do that, if you don't have your first love, amen, it has no substance. You got to return back to God. I'm going to tell you again, and you got to return back to your first love. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You got to return back to God. I didn't come with no enticing words. Amen. Amen. And not trying to show out, amen, and jump around today, but I'm trying to tell you, in order to maintain your relationship with God, you're going to have to return back to your first love. I want you to listen to this. Thank you, Jesus. In their physical bodies and in their minds, with their children and with their homes. I speak to you today and I pray that God would move by His Spirit. I make my request known unto you, Lord, Father and Creator of all mankind. And I ask that you would move by your Spirit, Holy Spirit. Come in this place. This is corporate prayer and prayer time. And I'm asking that you would touch the lives of your people. You see, there ain't but one King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I worship you today and I reverence you today. And I ask you to heal your sons and your daughters. And return us back to our first love, God. Amen. When Satan has tried to cause us to love him and the actions and all of these deeds of the world, God, I repent, God. I repent for your people as well as myself and my children. And I yield myself to your Holy Spirit. I'm asking you, Lord God, to heal us right now. Lord God, heal us and return us back, amen, to the foot of the cross. Return us back, amen, thank you, Jesus, from destruction. Return us back and bring us back, amen, from backslidden state today. And God, return us back and let us go back into the sanctuary. This time going in after the first love, who is the bridegroom. Amen. Who's coming back for a bride that don't have a spot or a blemish. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, God, and I pray for America. I pray for the world at large, God, that they might know that, God, you are the only one and that you are sovereign and that we must return back to our first love. Come into this place and heal, God. Heal us from the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye. Heal us from the pride of life. Heal us from all unrighteousness, all sexual perversions, God. Deliver us from us in the name of Jesus. Lord God, give us 100%, amen, full restoration, God. Lord God, move the stumbling blocks and all the lies and deception that Satan has planted, amen, in our lives. Move the seeds of deception. Oh God, move the demons that have tried to cause us to love by, amen, all manner of wickedness, gays and homosexuality. Incest and all manner of child abuse and all kind of unrighteous acts, adultery and fornication and all kind of evilness. God, Lord God, heal us and deliver us from it. God, I take my petition this last day of the 21 days, amen, and I have confidence in you, knowing that, God, you are the author and finisher of my faith, knowing that, God, you can do everything but fail. Lord God, I repent. Lord God, if I'm in error in any kind of way, God, return me back to my first love, amen. Because everything, amen, find the love of Messiah, that I do, Lord God, if it's not a man, in you, God, if I'm not back with my first love, amen, it becomes vanity. Lord God, make me right, God. I bind up Satan on the love of Messiah and his demons into the love of Messiah. I bind up the principalities on the love of Messiah, those cherubims and seraphims, Lord God, into the love of Messiah, those prince of the air that try to govern over nations and states and towns and cities and municipalities. Amen. And I ask you to go in and intervene in Jesus' name. So many young men and women are in prison, amen, because of lies, because we don't have love, amen, for one another. But God, you have to open up the prison doors. Lord God, amen, send that financial demon back to the abyss. Amen. Bind up the suicidal demons. And bind the kiddie door, shun the Messiah, the demons of depression and mental illness, amen, the demons of witchcraft and warlock, those astral projection demons. Bind up the demons of greed and lust. Amen. Of course, Allah, Messiah. Bind up these new age demons and this astrological demons and all of these old soothsaying demons in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you to turn us back to our first love. I ask you to heal those that have cancer and AIDS and all kind of venereal diseases and all kind of sugar diabetes and TB and heart attacks. Lord God, I ask you to heal them by your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, for many have gone through great storms. We have gone through great tribulations. But God, I ask you to wash us, to cover up our fire, and cleanse us with your son blood. And Lord God, give us a mind to return back to our first love. Send the love of son, the love of fire. Send the angels on assignment, Lord God, and let them complete it in the name of Jesus. And I give
give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. And I thank you, Lord God, for prayer time, prayer time, prayer time in the name of Jesus. Because, Lord God, we have touched heaven and heaven doors are open. And, Lord God, your daughters and sons, beginning to come into you and beginning to understand, God, that without you and returning back to our first love, we won't be able to make it. Lord God, I thank you. I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and I thank you for the Holy Spirit, because without the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ and his blood, amen, I don't know, hallelujah, where I would be. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to listen to this, if Black Talk will allow it to play.
Hallelujah.